What separates elite teams that consistently win championships from those that merely compete? Navy SEAL Eric Kapitulik discovered this answer through life-or-death military experiences, not theoretical management concepts. After surviving a helicopter crash that claimed 6 Marines' lives in 1999, Kapitulik developed The Program, a leadership philosophy that has transformed over 150 elite athletic teams and corporations, from Alabama football to Goldman Sachs. The secret isn't complicated, but it's profoundly difficult to implement. Championship cultures are built on clearly defined values, unwavering standards, and relentless accountability systems. These aren't abstract concepts, but battle-tested principles that have proven effective in the most extreme conditions imaginable. When faced with the hairpin turns of life, unexpected challenges that would cause most teams to turn back, championship teams pull together and push forward, just as Marine Captain Corey Ross's team fought through an ambush in Afghanistan despite severe injuries. Championship cultures begin with recruiting people who combine exceptional talent with core values alignment. Focus on just 3 or 4 core values that define your organization. As Frederick the Great said, "He who defends everything defends nothing." Let your current best people assess candidates. If even one trusted team member believes a candidate doesn't embody your values, don't hire them. While talent matters, most talented doesn't equal best. Great teams maintain uniformity in values while embracing diversity in background, perspective, and experience. The program hires and fires based solely on their 3 core values: selfless, tough, disciplined, recognizing that diversity in background serves as a combat multiplier without compromising on values alignment. When talented teams underperform, it's typically due to poor culture, specifically failure to establish and enforce standards that reinforce core values daily. Unlike goals, performance targets, standards are behavior-based requirements that remain constant regardless of circumstances. They must be easily understood, clearly defined, actionable, and not open to interpretation. Rather than saying "be prepared," effective standards specify sitting in seats with notebook and pen 5 minutes before meetings. Leaders should identify core values, explain their definitions, then task their best people with creating standards. When people own the standards, they own the culture. Not everyone must lead, but everyone must be a teammate. Great teammates follow organizational standards and hold others accountable. They're thumb teammates, pointing to themselves, rather than finger teammates, pointing at others. You can't hold others accountable for standards you don't meet yourself. Accountability challenges arise because we confuse nice with kind, avoid confrontation, believe leading by example alone works, allow inconsistent standards, and prioritize friendship over improvement. True kindness creates necessary discomfort because you care about organizational success and teammates' growth. True leadership combines influence with the desire to use it effectively. Organizations often err by promoting high performers to leadership positions where they may struggle. Influence stems from both titles and personal qualities, with character having far more impact than position. Leaders must accomplish the mission while taking care of teammates. Great leaders distribute credit for success but assume blame for failures. Taking care of teammates often requires making unpopular but necessary decisions that ultimately support the mission. Eric Kapitulik's 2010 Mount Everest summit, surviving 7 weeks of harsh conditions and an avalanche that killed another climber, demonstrates how success depends on our response to adversity. Physical and mental toughness, built through preparation, determine our ability to reach our personal summits. Physical fitness generates the energy needed for effective teamwork and leadership. Exercise increases mitochondria production, creating more energy reserves. A fit person experiences challenges as less strenuous. While many circumstances lie beyond our control, our fitness level directly impacts our capacity to handle life's challenges. Toughness combines physical and mental resilience in varying proportions. Tough individuals demonstrate four traits: great habits, sound decision-making regardless of circumstances, emotional resilience during adversity, and a desire for challenges. We develop toughness by deliberately facing difficult conditions rather than waiting for inevitable hardships. Choose the difficult path now, challenging courses, difficult clients, public speaking, to build the resilience needed when real adversity strikes. After an IED explosion launched Sam Sela 15 feet into the air and severely damaged his arm, he overcame painkiller dependency and depression to compete in triathlons. He made the national paratriathlon team 3 times and completed 50-plus mile endurance races, exemplifying how to reject excuses and embrace responsibility. "I don't have time" is our most common excuse, yet we all have exactly 24 hours each day. What differs is our priorities and preparation. When claiming we lack time, we're actually saying something isn't a priority or we fail to prepare. Those working out at 4:30 a.m. aren't independently wealthy. They're people who sacrifice elsewhere to prioritize fitness. There's a crucial difference between motivation and volition. Motivation is wanting to succeed. Volition is being absolutely committed to make necessary sacrifices. Everyone works hard enough to be good, but few sacrifice to be great. Champions possess both desire and absolute commitment. Success isn't about what we deserve, but what we actively earn through our efforts. True hard work happens in the margins when others have stopped. Our trademarked slogan emphasizes outworking your competition on a relative basis. Hard work means those extra sprints after practice, additional sales calls after hitting quota, or spending another hour perfecting a presentation when everyone else has left. During program training, we run 1 yard further than standard yard lines and do 6, 11, 16 reps instead of 5, 10, 15. These small additional efforts compound over time, creating meaningful advantages both physically and psychologically. Knowing you've done more builds confidence and mental toughness for every challenge. Finding your why is crucial to achieving greatness. When goals are rooted in true passion, we achieve remarkable things. A surgeon might be driven by saving lives, an entrepreneur by solving meaningful problems, or an athlete by inspiring others. Leaders can inspire but can't motivate. That internal drive must come from each person's individual why. Without a strong why, talent might make you good, but never truly great. Organizational cultures erode through small compromises: late meetings, incomplete reports, minimal effort. As Marine Corps drill instructors say, the standard you walk past is the new standard that you set. Even after success, leaders must reinforce standards rather than assuming the team gets it. Championship teams often fail to repeat not because they lose talent, but because they relax their standards. When accountability becomes necessary, speak softly. Yelling rarely works and suggests you've waited too long to address the issue. Remember to recognize when teammates meet standards, not just when they fall short, replacing generic praise with specific feedback about mission-advancing behaviors. What separates champions isn't talent, it's the willingness to do what others won't. It's making the daily choice to push beyond comfortable limits, to do one more TM when your body and mind scream to stop. The path to championship performance lies in the quiet discipline of doing more when no one is watching.